Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF as Sam Speck with you. Deborah Woodall as well, live in the KGGF studios as we're joined by Director of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Candy, welcome back.
Good morning.
As no CNN today. Will there be one next week?
Yes, we do.
We always
do it during Fair Week because it's over at Blue Boots, okay. and we talk about fair stuff. And
everyone's got to get a new pair of boots.
That's right.
Exactly.
Get your boots, rodeo. Got to get your Wranglers, got to get all your stuff ready for the fair. And so it's always fun. But the week before, there's too much going on to get ready for the fair. So we usually try to take a little break and get all that done. So
Yeah. You guys have kind of got a lot on your plate right now. We're planning also for a big celebration of the 150th anniversary of Coffeeville. We'll hit on that here in just a moment. But one thing I wanted to dive into here is kind of a big fundraiser that you've got going on at the chamber here, the Football Frenzy.
Football Frenzy.
I like the sound of that.
So just to give you a little back history, the chamber every year does one fundraiser. Some chambers do 3, 4, 5. I don't know how they have time to do that, but we don't do that. We do one fundraiser, and we do it because that is what funds some of our projects. We have our members to pay our dues, but that just pays basically to keep our doors open. So we do a fundraiser to take care of projects. In the past, we've got the projector up in our meeting room, new carpet. We've renovated the building so visitors can come in and enjoy it, and you know, different projects like that. So this year, the money is going to be used for, one, is going to be a new website. Current company we have is out of Canada, and I can't even pick up a phone and call them. It's that bad. So we decided we wanted something that was a little bit more responsive to the community and to our members so that it's easy to jump on, you know, look at the calendar, look at jobs, look at everything in town. So that's one of our projects. And then we also use it to do different events like we're getting ready to do professional headshots again. So that's always a popular benefit for our members, lunch and learns, our parade, things like that. So all our fun stuff.
Yeah, it's not like you can just put these things on by yourself.
No.
It takes coming out of Candy's wallet.
there are a few things that do come out of my wallet, unfortunately. In the past, we always did a auction during our annual dinner. And for those of you around town, you know that there's about 5 different other auctions going on, and poor businesses get hit up every day for, you know, donations. And so we decided, hey, we're not going to hit up the businesses. We're not going to beg for a donation. Instead, we're going to make it fun and be able to make it something that people can get something out of. So, or at least a chance to get something out of.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, instead of donating, you buy a $20 ticket, or there's a buy 2, get 1 free. And then basically you don't get to pick your team, so it's kind of like a random selection of teams that you get. But during the NFL season, you just kind of follow the teams, and every week, whoever's got the highest or the lowest, we even give prizes to the lowest scoring team.
Nice.
Well, that's good to know.
That would help me out in my fantasy leagues.
So we give prizes every week.
True that.
So just something fun because, you know, everybody's watching football anyway. Might as well just kind of tune in and check and see if your team's doing well, and just a good little fun game. And then at the end, we have a big prize of $500.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's all local, so you're not competing against any other national things. It's just only to who buys ticket here.
Yeah,
so.
And I think you hit it right on the head, too, as if, you know, we already don't watch enough football here in this country.
Yeah.
You know, the aspect of fantasy sports or a small competition like this, it does kind of bring you into the game. You know, it rivets you to the chair. It allows you to watch it. And that's what I love about it, is because I do love sports. I can watch sports without a competition behind it. And
right.
to see my sister and my mom get involved in, like, the March Madness thing, you know, and they have no idea who they're picking. They flip a coin, and it's similar with this. You have no idea who
right.
your team's going to be. So is it like a weekly check-in?
Yes. Every single week you have a new set of teams.
Oh, cool.
So it's not even the same teams every week. So that way...
Good. So if you get stuck with the Browns or something
like
that...
Yeah, if you get stuck with a bad team, it's you don't have to be stuck with them forever. So, and you hit it right on the penny there. I mean, there are die-hard fans that have a team that... I mean, they, you know, they're there thick and thin. But then you've got a lot of people that are kind of like me. You know, I like to watch the game, but I don't massively get into it unless either, A, I know someone on the team or have a connection or, you know, I'm doing something like this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm riveted and I'm like, you know.
I'm ready, yeah, I'm watching the game. And when it comes down to those, you know, in football especially, you know, those first two quarters are really, it's all right, is this game going to be pretty good or is it kind of going to go one way or the next?
Mm-hmm.
And by halftime passes, and your team is really close with another team, you're not moving for those next two quarters, regardless of how it goes.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's we just keep pumping up the numbers for the NFL. But again, it's it's America's, it's now America's pastime, I would say. I think it surpassed that as from baseball at this point. So I think it is
as
America's,
far as people watching.
Yes, in terms of you
numbers.
Know people's numbers,
viewership.
Watchers, viewership. There's
right.
a there's a word I was looking for. But yeah, no, it is. It's a new aspect to it because you know my mom and my sister are texting me like, hey, did you see Duke lost yesterday? It's like, of course I saw it. You know, I get the updates, but they're a part of it. You know, and they are. They're in tune and. I don't know. I think it's just really neat to be a part of it. So it's 20, and then you get a 2-for-1, right? If you buy two.
Yeah, so if you buy two tickets, you actually get a free one online. And then
what does that mean? Do you get two teams a week then? Or
yeah, I mean, each set of, yeah, I mean, you get multiple teams. So because every card is different. There's no two cards the same. So
I wanted to follow up on the cards because you do, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like week one, you're going to have three teams. And if this was your ticket, you would have Tennessee, Detroit, and the Giants.
Yes.
And then, you know, do I have to watch all these games to know? Or if I win, are you going to contact me?
Good question there. So on your ticket is a place where a website where you can go and just check. Anytime. Mm-hmm. You can jump on there anytime, go, I'm going to check and see if my team won. So it'll be on the website. We will post on Facebook as well every week. And the actual winner, the company that we're doing this through, will actually send the check directly to that winner.
Oh.
So they'll get it in the mail. So so really, you don't have to do anything if you don't want to. If you just wanted to say, I just want to do this as a game of chance and if I get money in the mail, great. If not, no big deal. Then you can do that.
That is exactly what happened with an instance I was saying with the March Madness. You know, it was a random pool. I got a random team. It was a horrible seeded team, and they ended up winning it all. So you never know. You really don't. And if you take that aspect, and again, back to the March Madness things, I have seen more people with better success that flip a coin. Literally, flip a coin. Just they have no idea what the teams are. Flip a coin, and they have better success than I ever did. So
it's so hard to be able to.
Yeah, it really is. It's not, you know, so don't be all disappointed that you can't buy the New England Patriots. You might get them one week, right?
That's right. You never know.
You might get them one week, and hopefully they lose that week, but.
Right. You know, and on the March Madness, that's always when there's the big brackets in the offices, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I know one year, you know, you were talking about flipping a coin. I was working at the News on 6, and Glenda Sylvie was there at the time. A lot of people remember Glenda, who was the noon anchor. And she went through and filled out the bracket. Now, Glenda is into ballet and opera.
Not
and,
a March Madness type of gal,
no,
huh?
No sports whatsoever. No. And anyway, she went through and basically picked teams based on colors.
Oh, yay.
Nice.
Or quarterback.
She won the pool.
Nice.
She won the pool that year.
So sometimes it is come down to that. And not only that, but it's a great, easy, fun, captivating way to support the chamber as well. So
exactly. And just one last thing on it. You actually get... a membership card to a company called Green Bee Savings, because technically we don't gamble, so you're actually paying for a membership, and so that's how they kind of get around the whole thing. So so you get this membership, and it's it gives you gift certificates and, you know, discounts at 18,000 different restaurants nationwide.
Oh, geez.
So, you know, for your $20, you're also getting some money back, basically, if you go out and eat and do some different things. So
certainly.
So that's the extra.
Well, I didn't know that part.
Yes.
I need to look at that when I get home.
Look at your ticket, a little bit more detail. So, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So you can't just buy stuff and throw it on the counter.
See, I do that.
Buy it and throw it on the counter.
It's okay.
All righty. The football frenzy. That's, again, a very easy way to support the chamber. You know, chamber does great things for our community. And sweet. That's coming up. Well, how do, you know, do... easy is just contacting the chamber or getting a hold of you guys. And,
they can get on our Facebook page or they can just call. And we physically have tickets in our office, or I can just give them the website where they can log on and just do their tickets online. And that way it's just right there on their computer and
sweet.
PC.
So, sweet. Yep. Very fun. I will most certainly have to go over there and get a ticket. I'll probably get a 2-for-1. Might as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't see why you wouldn't. So, well, sweet. Yeah, you said no CNN today because it's been a busy week preparing for that Interstate Fair and Rodeo, which will be fun to be a part of next week. But I'm sure as well you guys have been working your tails off for this 150th celebration next year. Obviously, you know, me and you kind of hit on this.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you get one 150th anniversary. You know, you don't celebrate the 151.
No.
You celebrate the 150th. So you guys are working hard to make it a special one.
It is. Well, and the exciting news is we, Monday, I think it was Monday at 5, was the deadline for the logo contest. Hmm. So we had all kinds of different community members submit logo designs. And the committee met to kind of narrow it down, and they're getting ready to post them on Facebook and for the town to vote on. So you go out and look and see what you think your favorite logo design is, and then that's what we're going to use to put on, you know, banners and letters and posters and, you know, T-shirts, whatever, around town. So that's the first thing going on right now with the 150th. It's pretty exciting. I like to see community members. We even had a little kid design pencil crayon drawing. It was so adorable. I loved it.
Yeah, right. So. Give him a little shout out somewhere. Squeeze it somewhere in there. Well, yeah, no, I think that is
Does
neat.
Does he live at your house?
No. No.
Does he happen to be a little one of yours? No, but... I think it's neat to shine off a community member. You know, you could certainly pay a big company to make a logo. Mm-hmm. You could certainly pay someone else from out of town to make a logo because they do it professionally. But we've got a lot of talent in these little small parts.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Might as well use them.
Exactly. So that's kind of getting us kicked off. The other thing is the task force is meeting actually on Friday to finalize. Basically, we want everybody in town to do something, every restaurant, every business, every club, every organization to be a part of the celebration all year. So whether it's a little event that they host themselves, maybe it's an event they already host and we're just going to make it bigger. For example, the summer celebration. That's something already in the works, but this year Gail is going to make it, you know, a special themed 4th of July to go around
neat.
The 150th.
Neat, man. He's already working on that. It seems like it was last week that I was enjoying those fireworks.
It was, but he's already excited. He was like, oh, we got to celebrate 150. This is going to be great.
Jeez.
So he's
I can't imagine what the fireworks show is going to look like next year.
Gail
is
always planning the next fireworks.
Outdoing
display.
Himself.
Yeah.
Left and right.
That
was unbelievable.
It was awesome.
There was so many points where I thought it was the finale, and it's like, nope, it's still going. So I will be very eager to see what he pulls out for next year.
So, yeah, we just want everybody to be involved in it. But the task force, what they're doing is just kind of creating two big events so that we can kind of have like a whole town celebration.
Nice.
One of them is going to be a gala event out at the Brown Mansion. So it'll be, you know, we'll have a band and music and dancing and just kind of have a nice affair, so to speak. Then the other one's going to be more just grab your neighbor, let's sit down and have a good old street party. And we're going to have a gigantic cake. I don't know the details yet, but we're going to have a big cake so everybody can come out and have a piece of the 150th. The task force is working on those two big events for sure. And we'll probably have some commemorative items, possibly a 150th brick for the Coffeyville brick, nice. Maybe a coin or something. But we're looking at some different commemorative items that people can buy so they can, you know, have that to remember the whole celebration by. But you were just talking earlier that it takes a whole village to do this.
Yeah.
So we are looking for, whether it's a small business or an individual, but anybody that wants to donate $150 to the 150th anniversary, we're going to use that money to go out and print the banners, the flyers, we're going to have, what do you call those, window decals of some sort to go in every business. So everywhere you go, no matter if you're here or a visitor, you're seeing that all over town.
150, yeah.
Yeah, so
150 strong.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to ask as well. I'm sure in time it would be a thing, but, you know, for the next year being the 150th, you see all these great signs that says, come grow with Coffeyville, come do this. Would there be any additions to maybe throwing since or established whatever, and then 150 years strong or something like that. Because that's the first thing that you see. Boom, you get into town and, you know, throw something on there. Is that kind of an idea?
On the brick signs
or, you know, right coming into town, Coffeyville, grow with us, establish wherever or whenever.
I think that's out of anything that I get out of the celebration, that's what I'm hoping for the most, is that as the year goes on, that we use this as kind of our re-energizing revitalization of our Coffeyville town. So it's a way for you to go, okay, here's been 150 years. Let's celebrate our history and all the great things happened. But then let's look forward. Now we've got another 150 years. What are we going to do, you know, moving forward on it? Because, you know, I think it's so easy for people in a small rural town to be depressed and gripe and, and, you know, oh, our town's dying and this is wrong and this is wrong.
We have nothing here. We have nothing to do.
Yes, yes. I mean, you just, yada, you hear all the things all the time.
Yeah.
But what people don't realize is this is happening in every rural town in America. And we actually have a lot to celebrate here. We have some really awesome things. And if you've never lived out of town, and I have, I've lived in several towns. And by far, Coffeyville. Independence is my hometown. I love Independence because it's my hometown. I'm always going to love it because of that. But the people in Coffeyville have some kind of just, like, get to know your neighbor welcoming spirit. I've just not seen it in other towns. You
different
feel
level
comfortable.
Of camaraderie almost, yeah.
It just, you feel like anybody can come here and move and start a business or do whatever, and people will welcome you. So that's what I hope happens, is that we celebrate our history and then we move forward and go, okay, now we've got energy. What are we going to do with it?
I love it. Yeah. And the sign, you know, come grow with us. It's almost a perfect motto to look to the next 150 years. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, we've been here for 150 strong. We're going to be here for another. So, director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, in with us this morning. Thanks for spending some time. Any final notes?
Nope. That was all. Just if you have any questions on anything we talked about today, my door is always open. I love seeing visitors.
There you go. And always open to answering some questions as well. Candy, thanks for spending some time with us, as we will check in next Wednesday with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, as it will be middle of the Fair and Rodeo week.
That's
so, Candy,
right.
We will see you next week.
All right. Thanks.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.